Well, I think he has. I think he's really grasped the opportunities we see. Now, of course, with young players, there's peaks and there's little dips and everything else. That happens. You know, we certainly know that from our experience in the game. And to be fair, with the injuries we've had, it's probably not helped the striker department. Because when you look, we certainly believe we have four very good strikers, very good goal scorers, and different styles of play within those strikers, which is important that you have that balance in your group. Now, through injury with Anthony Stokes, Danny Graham, then Gallagher and them, for a number of weeks have been asked to keep going and keep going, which they've did. Then we got Danny back, which was great, because then you're able to freshen up and have that. Danny obviously, you know, looked really sharp when he came on at Derby, scores his goal, and then obviously goes into the next game and he gets injured in the build-up to the first half at the end of the first half at Birmingham. So when we've got them all fit and available, that gives us more of a luxury. But at the moment, Gallagher and Emnes are really carrying the fight. And I thought the other night they looked back to the best. I mentioned prior to the game, we needed the sharpness in the final third. I didn't think we had that on Saturday. And I'm always very honest with the lads, and I think they recognise that themselves. That being said as well, it's important because of the makeup and the style of players they are that we pass the ball early into them, because that's when they're at the best. And we did that better tonight. And that then helped them to perform to the best. But in Gallagher, he's young, he's still got a lot to learn. I mean, I try to speak to him each day to try and impart some experience that I've picked up over the years, some knowledge of playing in that area and different things. But he's willing to listen, he's willing to learn, and he's showing, because as much as you try and impart a bit of experience, whatever you want to call it, the only person that can prove that all comes together is the boy himself when he crosses the white line and delivers on the field. And the fans have really taken to him, which is brilliant. You know, singing his name and getting behind him. And it's so important, because it not only helps Sam Gallagher, but it helps the team. You know, when you've got the fans right behind him, as we've seen the other night, it's great to hear. It's great to see, you know, when you're there. And Gallagher's really, champing a bit to get better. I do believe in time he's going to be a bona fide Premier League player, but he's still got a lot to learn. And it's great that he's learning it well. He's helping us at Blackburn Rovers.
In terms of his development, is he a transfer target, a permanent target for this football club, or have Southampton already said, we see big things for him, we want him back here next season to be part of the first team squad? Or realistically, could you sign him, do you think?
Well, I mean, I would love to. I mean, Tommy Holman's another one I would love to, and as I've said before, moving forward, the plan, or whatever you want to call it, would be that we get stability and we have that platform to spring forward. And once we're able to do that, then it's the likes of the Sam Gallaghers and Tommy Holmans that, as a manager, you'd be looking to invest in young players that can grow and get better. Not looking to, with all due respect, there'll always be good Bosmans out there. And obviously then that comes, the salary sometimes comes at a premium. But if we can be, in terms of the young player availability, who's there that you can go and source and bring to your club, then that would be the way forward, because you're bringing good players, as those two certainly are, and there's others, but I mentioned them just now because they've been performing very well and very consistently. But there's others out there you could look to bring to your club. And then that, one, it helps your team because they're playing very well. And two, it adds, as everybody always looks to, assets to your team because of tremendous value to your club. But there's got to be, at the right time, there's got to be that level of investment. And I've said that from day one. I mean, you ask me a question, I always answer it openly and honestly. That's for this club to progress, in my eyes, that's the way it's got to be. You've got to bring that stability. And once you have that stability, then look to invest with young, exciting players that can grow, develop, even from a business model, be of value, be of real assets at your club. And that can then take you to the area of the league where you need to be, challenging to get this club back to where it be. You know, well said and done, there's two ways of doing it. One way is that you go with huge spending power, which a lot of clubs have done and not been successful in doing it. Or the second way to that is that you actually have a plan in place that can be successful by doing it. Now, we've did it before and we've shown that you don't need huge amounts to do it. But at the right time, and this is important, but at the right time, you need the right level of investment to take you on to the next rung of the ladder, whatever you want to equate it to.